to the show. I'm your host, Michael J., and this is Hypothetical. Back to join me again this week is the man behind the boards. Jenny, welcome back to the show. How are you, bud?
Always good to be back. Doing a double header recording tonight. Just got done recording Philosophical, and then you showed up.
I did.
Yeah.
And you should definitely go check out Philosophical if you haven't already. I know you have, Jenny, but others out there may not have. Great show.
It has its moments.
It's a quick listen every week.
If you ever want that voyeuristic view in what goes through two people's heads after a long workday, it's an interesting show to listen to.
If I were to recommend one episode of Philosophical, it's definitely last week's. What was that, episode 20?
Yeah, episode 20.
Yeah, that was by far the greatest episode in the history of Philosophical.
It was interesting. You jumped in halfway through recording, although I think I told you to.
Yes, but that's why it's the greatest episode of Philosophical.
It is up there as one of my top favorites.
It's number one out of 20 that have been released so far, and it'll still be number one after this week is over, since I wasn't invited back. Not that I'm bitter.
We may invite you back.
The show is not called, I don't even know how you can do that. Michael Sophical.
No, it'd be Philomichael. There you go. Philomichael.
That makes zero sense.
Yeah. That's what makes it so perfect.
Well, before you confuse me any further, let's start out with our warm-up game. We're going to do another who, what, where, when, and why. And this week's warm-up game is going to be dumpster diving. Who do you want to go dumpster diving with? Where are you going to do it? When do you want to do it? Why did you choose what you're choosing?
Wow. Dumpster diving.
Yes. I don't know anything about it. I've never done it, but it exists. And
okay.
I'm curious as to who do you want to dumpster dive with?
Well, the question here is, are we going dumpster diving to steal people's information, or are we going dumpster diving just to go dumpster diving?
That is 110% up to you. You can go for product. You can go for information. You can go just to have a grand old time. Whoever floats your boat, just start diving and tell me who's going with you.
Okay. We're going to assume that we live in a world where computer chip manufacturers, okay, don't throw their products out in a traditional dumpster. Instead of melting components down to remake things.
Okay, so you're going back in time a little bit.
No, just alternate universe.
That's not fair.
Yeah, it is. It's hypothetical.
All right, fine. So you're going to go diving in the dumpsters behind computer manufacturers' factories. So you're probably going to end up in China or Taiwan or somewhere in that general vicinity.
We're going to specifically go dumpster diving behind an Intel manufacturing plant.
Okay.
And by we, I mean MKBHD.
Okay.
Linus Sebastian from Linus Tech Tips.
Okay.
And Luke, I have no clue what his last name is, from Floatplane.
Is that another YouTube channel?
It's another video platform that Linus is trying to get off the ground.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm going to take those three.
Yep.
We're going to go to the Intel manufacturing plant.
Okay.
And we're going to go dumpster diving.
All right. What are you guys looking for? Computer chips?
Yeah. We're looking for CPUs.
Okay.
In particular, the high-end ones, like the new, oh my goodness, what are they? The Core i9s, the ones that retail for like $1,700.
Okay. Why would Intel be throwing those away?
Mistakes happen.
Okay.
I mean, when you're trying to make those chips, there's so much going on to them that it's really easy to make a mistake.
Okay. So you're looking for whatever their throwaways are. There might be some problems with them, but at least you'll have the raw materials.
Right. And let's say quality control decides that because 70% of one batch failed, they throw out the whole batch.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
Yeah. So we're looking for diamonds in the rough.
Yeah. Okay. All right, that makes sense. It could be profitable, I suppose.
Well, yeah, and Intel at the manufacturing plants, they don't just make chips. They also make like NUCs or NUCs, miniature all-in-one computers. Intel makes really interesting laptops, motherboards. You know, they make it all.
Right.
I figure we could get enough parts to build like the epitome of ultimate gaming rigs.
Okay.
I mean, we would probably also have to go dumpster diving behind NVIDIA just so we could pick up some good graphic card components.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you got to go dumpster dive like behind an LG factory or something so you can get some monitors so you can see what's on your computers that you build out of these parts?
Most likely Samsung.
Samsung, okay.
Yeah, they have much better technology for like 80-inch plus TV screens with very low latency.
Okay.
So try to get one of their Infinity Panel 80-plus inch TVs that's 8 millimeters thick.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can tell where I'm going with this.
Yeah, yeah.
I just want a game, man.
You want a game or you want to set up the TV in your room so that you can have Kanye West over to go holiday shopping?
No. No, no, we've already gotten rid of Kanye.
Okay.
Yeah, we embarrassed him so much during the Black Friday shopping.
Yeah.
That he'll never show his face again.
Right.
Yeah. Well, yeah. At least that's how it works in my dreams.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, a kid can hope, man. A kid can hope.
Right. So when are you going to go dumpster diving for computer parts with a bunch of YouTubers?
Well, since we're doing this in a hypothetical world.
Yep.
I would say probably 2 or 3 weeks heading up to CES, because that's when Intel's making their announcements and they've already started production of their demonstrator chipsets.
Right.
And you're bound to have more mistakes and more batches thrown out during that period than when they've actually solidified production.
Okay.
Yeah. So maximizing chances for a better yield.
Glad to see you're thinking through your dumpster diving excursion.
I'm kind of just making it up on the spot, man.
You should get in touch with your YouTube friends here because CES is next month. So you guys got to head out to the dumpster soon.
Yeah, that is true. So what about you, Mr. Dumpster Diver?
I don't really know what to dive for. I'm going to invite along some people I would consider to be experts, potential experts, or would have a particular skill that could be leveraged to help me dumpster dive. So first, I'm going to invite Aaron Draplin from Draplin Design, co-creator of Field Notes. He is one of the best designers in the world, one of my favorites, but he's also really good or has a really keen eye for antiquing and finding old stuff and junk that's really not junk. So he can help figure out what's cool, what's not. Plus, he's just got his huge outsized personality. He's just a fun guy to be around. So he can help entertain while folks dumpster dive.
Okay.
And assisting him will be Oscar the Grouch.
Bringing in an expert. Okay.
Yes, because anybody knows what goes on inside a dumpster or a garbage can, I got to imagine Oscar has got to be right up there.
Have you ever wondered what the inside of that dumpster looked like?
I imagine it was always very clean.
Well, my brain always imagined like a hole in the ground with a huge mansion underneath, and the dumpster was just kind of the front door.
You had like an underground bunker, and the garbage can was a front door or a chimney or something.
Exactly. I mean, come on, that would be really depressing if his entire life centered around a 3.5 foot by 1.5 foot can.
That's why he's grouchy.
Maybe he was just grouchy because everyone was stepping on his lawn.
Maybe.
I mean, you're getting old. You understand how that works.
Yes. But there was no grass on Sesame Street.
The street could be his lawn.
Okay. I thought a lawn meant that there was grass involved.
Boy, you just singled out everyone that lives in the desert.
A desert is not a lawn.
You could have a rock lawn. You can have a dirt lawn.
No, it's a rock garden.
Really? Really? You're gonna nitpick that much?
A lawn is defined as a field of cultivated and mowed grass.
Did you really just Google that?
I didn't have to. I just searched it on the dictionary.
Of course you did.
Yep.
Of course you did.
Yep.
So what are you dumpster diving for?
Well, I'm not done inviting people yet.
Wait, what?
Yeah. No, Draplin and Oscar, everybody's going to have a defined role here.
Okay. So you brought in the dumpster expert, the comedian. What else?
There's no comedian. There's Aaron Draplin, Oscar the Grouch. I got a designer who's good at antiquing. Got a character that lives in a garbage can. I'm going to have, you ever see that show Storage Wars?
Yes, yes, I have.
What are the people buy storage sites sight unseen and then figure out if they got anything of value in there?
You know, they found out that show was rigged.
I'm sure it was, but in the grand scheme of things, I mean, that's what they do for a living. So I think they'd be pretty good at helping me with this dumpster diving.
Okay.
And then I don't actually want to go in the dumpster. So I'm going to hire a bunch of Olympic divers.
You only need one. Just get Michael Phelps.
He's a swimmer.
Yeah, but you want someone who can swim through it. Diving isn't going to help. You want a swimmer, not a diver.
Well, divers have to swim out of the pool when they're done diving.
Yeah, but you're going to want the world's best swimmer.
Well, water and trash are two different things. So how about this? I will invite Michael Phelps just so you're not upset.
Okay, thank you.
And some other Olympic swimmers. Janet Evans, Amanda Beard. Those are only two I can think of off the top of my head. And then a bunch of divers. And I want to get some of those high divers from the Olympics, the ones that jump from like way, way up there.
The, oh my goodness, how many meters is that? Like the 13 meter platform or whatever it is, the 15 meter platform? Yeah.
They could do like five flips and twists and turns and stuff before they land in the water. So we're going to do that. We're going to set up actual diving boards. We'll set up some lower ones too, so we get some of those, like the ones that kind of flex, like the traditional diving board. So we'll get some of those Olympic divers too. So those will be the people that go into the dumpsters. And then I'm going to have them, just because the divers and swimmers will be wearing different types of suits when they go in. So some will wear hazmat suits, some will wear space suits that the astronauts wear. We'll even put one or two people in a bubble, like Bubble Boy.
I do have one question.
Yeah.
Are you going to vet the dumpsters before having them dive in?
No. Why?
If you're diving in random dumpsters in the Chicago area.
Who said I'm in Chicago?
Okay. If you're diving in random dumpsters, the odds of one of them puncturing their said suit on a needle is very high.
Okay. They could still be wearing clothes underneath their suit.
A needle.
Yeah.
Are you trying to kill these Olympians?
No, but that's the risk you take whether they're wearing a hazmat suit or wearing a business suit. Makes no difference. Be careful when you dumpster dive and sign the waiver.
Of course there's a waiver.
Of course.
You would think I would expect something different from you by now, but yeah. No, of course there's a waiver.
The part I haven't figured out quite yet is where we're going to go dumpster diving. Now I'm not going to do it in Chicago just to spite you.
And preferably not in Oklahoma. That way they don't die by being punctured with meth paraphernalia.
Yeah, we'll try to do it away from known needle dispensaries, if there's such a thing.
Yes, yes, there are actually such things.
So I think, you know what we're going to start is, we're going to go to the White House, to the dumpsters behind the White House.
Okay.
Because they seem to be throwing stuff out all the time.
Or bringing stuff in. It just depends on how you want to look at it.
Right, but I think in this day and age, right now, there's a good chance we could find like a former cabinet member or a chief of staff or, you know, something somewhat useful to somebody.
Something useful to somebody. Wow. You just completely relegated a human being to something with giant air quotes.
You make it sound so harsh.
Because it is. When you listen back to this episode and you realize I left that part in, you're going to be hating yourself just a little.
I mean, there's other stuff they could find. And you know, like the White House probably got a pretty good food. Like they have their own garden and stuff. So they might find some good stuff there.
Okay, fair enough.
And plenty of historical stuff at the White House. So maybe they'll accidentally throw out like a bronze bust of George Washington or something. That could be of value. You know, that's what we're going to dumpster dive. We're going to dumpster dive behind the White House. I will have to get Secret Service clearance and all that, but we'll be fine with it, I'm sure, because we're wearing like hazmat suits and we got Olympians. And
yeah, just say you're doing it as part of an official Olympic visit.
Right. At, you know, Sesame Street. That's like a, used to be on PBS. So.
Right.
Yeah. So they should be fine with that.
So what are you hoping to accomplish with this? I mean, I know you're.
I'm just going for the entertainment value. I really could care less what they find.
Oh, wow. Wow. You are an odd duck.
Yeah. I want to watch like Olympic divers wearing like a bubble or a spacesuit, diving from, you know, 15 meters up into a dumpster behind the White House, and then have like Aaron Draplin and Oscar the Grouch just figuring out what they find. I think that'll be fun.
Okay. Wow.
Fun to watch. I mean, I'm not going to dive in. And I think we'll do it on like a crisp fall day, because I don't want to do it in the summer, because if it gets too hot, it's going to ratchet up the smell from the dumpster. If it's in the winter, more risk of injury, I think, because once stuff starts freezing over in the dumpster, that could be trouble for the divers. We don't want to hurt these divers.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Just wow.
I'm going to keep wowing you here, because we're going to go into our main game now. Tonight's main game, you are going to start a new protest movement. I want to know what you're protesting, the name of your movement, the type of protest. So that could be like a sit-in. It could be a hunger strike. It could be a picket line. It could be a number of things. Where you're going to protest, what kind of signs you're going to have made for the protesters, what you chant when you're protesting, and if you have any celebrity spokespeople, who would they be?
Okay.
What are you protesting tonight?
I thought about this long and hard, and by long and hard, I mean while you were describing the main game.
Just tell me you're not protesting hosts of shows that you produce.
No. I'm just protesting one of their core ideological beliefs.
Bring it on.
We are protesting mankinis.
Nobody's going to join that movement.
The whole world will join that movement.
The good thing about a protest, though, is you can have a counter protest.
That's only going to be a counter protest of one.
Remember, I got the whole Mankiniachi movement. So I'm going to have Mankiniachi bands everywhere you protest. But tell me more about your protest movement.
Wow. Okay. So, obviously, protesting Mankinis.
Yes. Okay.
Mainly to spite you. Yes. Yeah,
no, I get it.
Yeah.
I mean, normally I would be against Mankinis too.
You say that now. I have a strange feeling next time we meet, you're going to be in a Mankini and I'm going to run away.
No, I can guarantee you I will not be wearing a Mankini.
Thank God. Yeah. Thank God. So, yeah.
Okay, so you're going to protest Mankinis.
In front of your house.
In front of my house, of course.
In front of your house.
How are you going to find the space to protest when you have all these trucks lined up by my house?
The trucks will move.
Oh, finally.
They won't move far, but they will move. Because okay. We're going to use the sides of the trucks to mount the giant projector screens on there.
What are you going to project on the sides of these trucks during your protest?
Well, we're going to build a giant stage on top of your house.
Okay.
And
good luck with the angled roofs, but okay.
Yeah, I mean, the stage is going to be about 30 feet off the ground.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting stage. We're going to be protesting and showing that protest, that stage, to all the other protesters that are there. It's going to be like one of those marches on the White House lawn.
Okay.
But
like one of those million people marches?
Yeah, one of the million people marches, but we're going to do better. We're going to go for 100 million people.
Okay. Good luck with the traffic.
In front of your house.
That's fine.
We're going to be projecting all the speeches and demonstrations onto those screens.
Okay.
Yeah. What we're going to, I mean, and that's really the type of protest we're going for. So everyone's going to drive to the greater.
It's like a rally.
Yeah. It's a giant rally.
Okay.
And we're all just going to drive to the greater Chicagoland area.
Okay.
And march from downtown Chicago.
Okay.
Up to your house.
Okay. Good luck with that.
Well, at that point, we'll have 100 million people. I figure everyone in the greater Chicago area will join in on this one.
Yeah, everyone except for me.
Everyone except for you.
And the Mankiniachi bands.
And them. And them.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a peaceful march. We're going to support the marchers by having hot dog vendors every 100 yards. Hey, people got to eat when they march, man. This isn't a hunger strike.
I understand that, but hot dogs and
Mankiniachi. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're the only Mankinis. One supporting the Mankini, man.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to question your protest.
You're just everyone's trying to throw me cause. Off my game.
No. Everyone's got their own cause. I respect that.
As for the protest signs, there's not going to be any signs.
Okay.
We're going to do this in winter, so everyone has an excuse to bundle up in the most amount of clothing they can.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to protest literally a strip of fabric that is cut horribly, what better way to do it than to bundle up and show that clothing is supposed to be useful?
Mankini can be useful.
Mankini can't be useful.
Okay.
Well, you know, every time you say mankini, the only thing that pops in my head is that picture of Sean Connery in that Doomsday movie he was in where he's wearing the... Oh, God.
You do that to yourself.
Yeah, I did that to myself and I've got an active imagination. So that just ruined my whole evening. Thanks, Michael.
You're welcome. You're not going to have any signs. Everyone's going to be dressed really warm. They're going to be eating hot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to walk really far in the cold.
Yeah. We're going to have portable heaters too, like every 50 feet.
Of course.
And you're going to be paying the electric bill.
We'll see about that.
it's a protest. We'll find a way to bill it to you.
You're going to have a stage on my roof.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to project that stage onto the sides of all the trucks around the neighborhood.
Yes.
Are there going to be any sort of chants or rallying cries?
Yeah. Yeah, there is. Not chants or rallying cries as such, but when you have that many people marching, the demented part of my mind immediately thinks that there needs to be some kind of Pied Piper element to it. So we're going to fight Mankiniachi with Peruvian pan flute music.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're going to have a 20,000 person strong Peruvian pan flute band.
And they're just going to be playing Peruvian music? Because that could be delightful.
Well, they're going to be doing a Peruvian version of like runway model music.
Okay.
Oh, wait, that just made the protest even better. We're going to be burning giant mankini effigies while having models walk down the runway in these giant coats.
Okay. And they're going to take the coats off to reveal their mankinis?
No.
No.
No, you're not winning this, Michael. You're not winning.
Uh-huh.
No.
You're going to be burning mankini effigies.
Yes.
While a 20,000 strong person strong Peruvian band is playing runway music.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that is.
So think like electronic dance music, but yeah, being played completely by pan flutes.
Okay. And you know what? We could, the Mankiniachi groups can kind of, you know, play along a little bit. They can add to the sound.
I think if we can convert them to our side, I will allow it.
No, no, no. They'll be wearing their mankinis while they're playing their mariachi music. But I'm sure mariachi music would supplement Peruvian electronic dance music really nicely.
You know, somewhere, somebody has to have tried making that a thing. If not, I have to make that a thing.
You should try.
That may be my claim to fame. Just get someone who's really good with Peruvian pan flute music and make an electronic album out of it.
That's right.
I've got the software.
And then DJ Old Man could come in and mix it up with a little bit of mariachi. And
wait. I thought we were talking about a protest here.
Yeah, I know. I just got sidetracked from a
previous episode. Oh my goodness. Pan flutes, man. They do that to everybody.
Yeah.
See, yeah. And that's why my protest will succeed. We're bringing in the pan flutes.
No, see, that's the problem. Everyone's going to get lulled into the music and forget what they're protesting. And before you know it, the Mankiniachi groups are going to be handing out free mankinis to everybody. See it now.
Oh, boy. No. No, no, no. I hope my followers would have a little bit more self-control than that.
Any celebrities that are endorsing this movement?
I think for this one, I would bring some celebrities that, well, pseudo-celebrities that are close to your heart.
Okay.
I would bring in Mike. Was it Mike? The one on episode one?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mike TV.
Mike
yeah.
TV.
Yeah, Mike TV. I'd bring him in. I'd bring in Brad Dowdy from The Pen Addict. And I'd bring in Mike Hurley.
Okay. All good people.
Yeah. Good people that tend to wear clothes that aren't mankinis.
Good, because I don't want to see any of them in mankinis.
And they don't want to see you or any of your followers in them.
Once they hear the Mankiniachi band, they might change their minds.
No, see, I'm bringing them in so we can try to do peer pressure by bringing in people that you actually kind of hold in decent standard.
But I don't give in to peer pressure.
I think we can find a way.
Tell yourself that.
What if we bribed you with a lifetime supply of Canaleas?
I'm not giving up the Mankiniachi movement for some pens.
Wow. You really believe in it.
Yeah, absolutely. Even though I don't like mankinis whatsoever.
Well, fine. I guess I'll just go ahead and take my pan flutes and head home.
Oh, good. That protest worked out real well.
That's why I'm not good at protests, man. I'm a weak-willed individual.
Well, does your anti-Mankini movement have a name?
Give me about 10 seconds.
Do, 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 do.
Okay. Citizens for the Ethical Treatment of the Eyeball.
Citizens for the Ethical Treatment of the Eyeball. So CETE?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. The reason, because Mankinis are an eyesore.
I get that. Only one eyeball? So like you don't want your right eye to see the Mankini, but you're okay if the left one does, or vice versa?
Man, you are throwing on a strong defense.
Absolutely. I got to defend the Mankiniachi movement. You could have picked anything to protest against. This is probably the only topic.
You're right. I should have protested the paleo diet or something like that.
I would help you make signs.
Of course you would.
But no, you had to choose the cause that has significant meaning in my life.
So the moral of the story here is don't go protesting with me because I'll go home within the first 5 minutes.
Well, you'll last longer than I would at any of my protests.
Speaking of which, what are yours?
Well, I have two.
Of course you do.
And one is more thought out than the other. I will start with that one.
You just heard my train wreck. Come on.
Oh, no, yours is going to sound completely reasonable compared to mine.
What?
Yeah. First one is I'm going to be protesting crowds.
Okay.
Like groups of people in public spaces or any spaces for that matter. We're going to call this movement the Leave Me Alone movement or the LMA movement.
Okay.
Okay, nice and simple. So it should hopefully spread pretty quickly. We are going to protest at home because we don't like crowds. It's going to be a sit-in. So I can just sit on the couch and protest.
Okay.
And we're going to, we'll have signs, we'll have chants. Our rallying cry is going to be no more, no less. Crowds are always such a mess. And
oh, wow, that actually works.
Yeah. Right? Because like, who likes a big crowd?
Well, no, I mean, even the syllable count works. No more, no less. What was it?
Crowds are always such a mess.
Yeah.
No more, no less. Crowds are always such a mess.
Huh.
It only works because you do it by yourself because you don't want to do it in a crowd.
Oh, okay.
But then I'm sure somebody can like do a supercut video of 10,000 people each on their own doing their little rallying cry while they sit at home and then turn into like this big crowd inducing chant.
You know, I think Disney used to do that back when I was in elementary school. They would have these giant sing-along things that they used to do. It was kind of weird. They'd get all the schools together and you'd get like time away from class to go into the gym and you'd watch schools from around the country doing these single. Okay, back to your protest.
Yes, please. So I've got a couple signs I'm making for the protest, for my protest at least. One's going to be throw me a bone, leave me alone. Another one is going to be make crowds small again.
MCSA?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to get the hats and everything.
No. Don't get hats because that involves going outside.
You can order those online now.
No, get giant blankets that have the letters across it. That way you can just like curl up on the couch.
Yeah, we can do something like that too. Go online. Don't get in a line.
Oh, wow. Why do I have a strange feeling that you're getting ready to make some more t-shirt designs?
I hadn't thought about that, but maybe some of these would be good.
Well, you've already got the account set up.
Yeah. So that's pretty much my movement. It's anti-crowd. It's the LMA movement. Protest at home. So it's really simple. Anybody can join anytime. You don't have to tell anybody about it. You don't have to invite anybody over. You don't have to gather with a million of your not so closest friends. It's really kind of like a make it your own type of protest. So that's one thing I'm going to protest. And the other protest I'm going to do is I'm going to protest loud commercials. You know, sometimes you watch TV and all of a sudden a commercial comes on and it's like a million times louder than everything else on that channel.
Yeah.
I don't watch that much TV, but when I do and I hear one of those commercials, it just, it drives me crazy. I had a protest loud commercials and we are going to form picket lines. I don't know who's responsible for the loud commercials. I don't know if it's the TV station, the advertising agency, or the brand. So until we figure it out, we're just going to set up picket lines at all those places.
Normally, it's the whoever actually does the production. So I guess that would be the agency. Whoever's doing audio for it doesn't set it correctly. There's a threshold you're actually supposed to set audio for video purposes.
But then shouldn't we also protest the TV stations for not checking it?
Even if they check it, you can't just go in there and auto level stuff.
Send it back.
Right. Well, I mean, I don't know. My older brother used to work for PBS. Actually, no, they have sent stuff back before because of that. But yeah, like my YouTube videos, I peak them at -1 dBFS. So my videos tend to be a lot louder than other people's videos because they peak theirs at the proper -13.
So we're going to protest wherever we have to. We're going to do picket lines. We got a couple things that the chant that we're going to be doing as we walk the picket line is we're going to have one of those. We're going to have somebody on a bullhorn that kind of leads the chant, and then everybody else responds. It's one of those call and response chants.
Okay.
And so it's going to go, "What do we want? Normal volume. When do we want it?" And everyone's going to respond, "What? Can't hear you. We went deaf from those commercials."
Wow. I should almost take offense to that.
One of the signs that I'm going to make for the picket line is going to say, "Commercials are too loud. If you deny it, we won't buy it." So that we can, you know, clearly communicate to the advertisers that they need to correct their volume if they want to have sales.
So you want the people to learn how to use a compressor?
Sure. Whatever it takes.
Okay.
And the other chant that we'll be doing is really simple. And everybody in the picket line can do this one. And it's simply, "Shh."
Really? You had to do that?
Really?
Man, now I'm going to have to set automation just for the de-esser.
Whatever that means.
When I go to edit the podcast so your S's don't sound like you're trying to saw someone in half.
So you're saying you don't like when our protesters go, "Shh."
The engineer in me is cringing.
Are you going to protest this protest?
Yes, I'm going to counter protest.
And then I'm going to have, I'm going to enlist the help of a celebrity for this movement. And that is going to be Teller from Penn and Teller because he doesn't talk. So there's no volume.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And yeah, those are my two protests. That's all I got.
You know, I think I know who I would bring in for the counter protest. I will bring in the remaining members of Queen.
Okay.
With, oh my goodness, what was, yeah, and I'll have Adam Lambert doing the Freddie Mercury vocals, and instead of "We Will Rock You," it will be "We Will Deafen You," and I will bring in the world's biggest PA, and just make sure that we've got that cranked up to the, just on the verge of feedback, but to where it just, like the subwoofers are hitting you in the chest so hard that the people in the front row are having cardiac arrest.
Yeah, but you don't even need chants. You could just play the commercials over the PA system really, really loud.
Yeah, but I'd rather have something that actually gets people clapping, making them wonder, wait, why are we clapping a thing that's hurting our eardrums?
I don't really want to help the counter protest, but if I could make a suggestion as to who you should hire to lead the protest, it would be Sam Kinison or the Ghost of.
You'll have to enlighten me.
Sam Kinison is was a comedian, a very funny comedian, who yelled really loud.
Okay.
You should look him up. He's pretty good.
Oh my goodness. Who's the other guy I could bring in that has the really annoying voice?
Gilbert Gottfried?
Yes, that guy. Why could I not think of his name? Oh my goodness.
He's funny.
Yeah, he is.
He's also on my Mount Rushmore.
Could you imagine having his voice in the counter protest just screaming through a PA?
We'll deal with it. We deal with loud commercials, so.
Wow. Speaking of commercials, where can they find you, Michael? Oh, wait, whoa, you're supposed to ask me that.
Hey, this is hypothetical.
That is true.
It is. And so normally I would ask you where people could find you online. And then you would tell them the Inkwell on YouTube or the inkwell.com or something like that. In case you couldn't tell, I usually don't pay attention when you tell people where to listen.
Yeah, it's at the Inkwell on Twitter and Instagram, patreon.com/theinkwell, or youtube.com/c/theinkwell.
So I was close.
You were as close to getting it right as a blind man in New York is to San Francisco.
So fairly close.
Huh?
Well, you figure that out. Thank you very much for joining me again this week. I appreciate it. That's it for this episode of Hypothetical. Thanks for listening. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at _Hypothetical and subscribe to Hypothetical on your podcast player of choice. And if you could rate and review us on iTunes or wherever you may do that, that would be awesome. We'd appreciate that. And if you want to complain about any of our protests or counter protests or our dumpster diving ideas, feel free to give us a call at 937-63-HYPER. That's 937-634-9737, or email us at hypotheticalshow@gmail.com. Until next time, this is Hypothetical.
Wait, we can't end there. I'm still confused.